is Sarah Huntley, actress and Lambda tutor, with some very important information. The Midweek Drive is getting a sibling. The Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. UK time, you will be able to access a range of top audio entertainment with guest writers, musicians, actors and academics beavering away to produce 2 hours of the finest morning entertainment. Exclusive to sirenonline.co.uk. You've shared the Midweek Drive experience on Wednesday. Now, double the fun with an extra 2 hours on 107.3 Siren FM from Thursday the 3rd of February. Quality entertainment from Lincoln. Now, if only they could afford my helicopter to fly me to the studio.
The Midweek Drive with Alex Levchuk and Joy Knight on Siren 107.3 FM.
Joy, of course, this week wearing tartan. Whoa, you see? Thank you very much. Tartan tights. Isn't that right, Joy?
It is. It's to celebrate Burns Night. Unfortunately, I'm a day late, though.
Well, Burns Night. You know, in a week's time, on the official launch of the Siren Midweek Show Morning Edition. It's exciting news, you say. A little sibling that's coming through there. You're listening to Sarah Huntley. You will have heard that. We, of course, go into the Chinese Year of the Rabbit positively. Now, we'll say a quick hello to the folk in the studio. Good evening, Cameron Tilbury.
Good evening.
Are you well?
I'm well.
Fantastic.
It's nice being in the studio instead of on the phone.
It's nice to see that somebody who started off in radio in Canada crosses over the Atlantic, moves up from Peterborough and finds their way to Lincoln, wearing, of course, the Canadian shirt as well.
Yeah, the flannel.
Very good, very good. Also making her debut in the studio, a young lady who's come over to spend a semester with us from the wonderful Netherlands, of course. We have Nicole Heinz.
Hello.
Like the 57 varieties, but without the Z and with an S.
Yes, that's right.
Marvellous. And Nicole, you've got your fans in Holland tuned in as we speak, really.
I hope so.
Well, say a quick hello in Dutch to the people in Holland, including your father.
Hallo papa en alle Nederlandse luisteraars.
Hey, it's like two-way family favourites. That's a show you probably
Do
won't remember.
Do we know that was hello? Because that could have really been anything.
I have faith. Joy Knight is back with us. You'll have heard that. And Joy, amazingly enough, she came into the studio. Cameron said immediately, it's Miss June.
Yeah.
Natalie Smith. Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
Now, we've set the scene because listening online is a young lady who's off to Los Angeles very shortly. She's going to be our duly designated LA correspondent, one of several, but only one FHLA correspondent. Fiona was actually with us. Actually, when Natalie, you should have actually joined us for the donkey event that we had prior to Christmas.
Yes, the donkey event,
the donkey sanctuary dinner, where we were celebrating the good work that Safe Haven for Donkeys actually did. Fiona wasn't going to be put to one side by the inclement weather. She walked to the hotel. She walked through that whole thing. So we say, Fiona Hardingham, welcome to the Good Ship Midweek Drive. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you so much. Still walking,
you know, that's the key thing. There's no messing about. The key thing, of course, Fiona, is not only are you going to become our Los Angeles correspondent, but you're also going to produce a whole package of Los Angeles genuine promos and idents and jingles customised from the show. So I think one of the reasons you've been listening to the team today, particularly Joy and obviously Natalie and probably Nicole and Cameron as well, is just to get some sense of what sort of things really would make ideal jingles and promos and various other things. Isn't that right, Fiona?
Indeed, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. So you'll have to all give me your feedback. I am nothing like that or whatever.
Well, it's always a tough call when we start talking about various things, because clearly, as we heard Sarah Huntley, she was phoning in her performance with respect to that. She came up with another couple of key things. I mean, there was always this little number, which I don't know.
Natalie Smith, helping to put Surrey on the map when it comes to the Midweek Drive.
She's what she kind of does, really. You know, that's sort of key thing. She claims sometimes she gets her parents to listen. I don't think she even tells them. You know, she's just ashamed. it's true. Fiona, we're talking about donkeys. Clearly, that goes into country music in all manner of marvellous ways. Let's be honest, Cameron. You know, country music without donkeys, it's just not the same.
Well, there are, in actual fact, there are very few songs written about donkeys.
Yeah. So it's an untapped market.
It is an untapped
market. Or mules, perhaps.
Yeah.
Mules as well.
Well, yeah, but see, that's not a donkey.
That's very true. It's a sort of cross in various ways. Whom would you like to speak to, Fiona, from the team that are assembled, or would you just like to reflect on the actual event, which, I mean, actually, I've even looked at the photographs that were online about this event that Fiona and I went through Hades
I
to
did.
Go to.
I did see the photos, yeah. You're having dinner, and there's lots of jolly pictures.
We weren't
on.
Eating donkeys.
It was extremely jolly. Hmm.
Can you remember the Eeyore number?
I can remember many Eeyores. I can remember climbing on a donkey.
Mm. I was scratching your back, as far as I recall.
Yes, we were taught how to be donkeys. It was eventful.
Yeah, you see, it makes your Morris dancing just mild by comparison, John.
Absolutely.
So that's all right. I'll tell you what, let's move that microphone there so you can share it between
the two. We'll share.
Before we actually have the first of Cameron's country music extravaganzas here, which is going to be Jessica Ridley in Flaming Red, would you like to speak to one of these fine folk? And whom would you wish to speak to, Fiona?
Can we not do a collective?
You can do whatever you want. Hello. To.
I'd like to say hey to Joy, because I spoke to her last time.
Hey,
and
Fiona.
I'd like to sort of say hi and also address your tights and say that's fantastic. I wish I had found a pair.
Loads of people have been asking me about them, but I got them from River Island, and I think they were dead cheap.
Other stores are obviously available from that point of view.
I mean, just I'm always doing that.
Did you make was it a conscious decision that you were wearing them for Burns Night?
Yeah, well, this sounds a bit mingy, actually, but I had them on last night when I went out for Burns Night supper, and I thought, well, I've only had them on 2 hours, I'll put them on again today.
Sorry, Joy, are you doing this? We have a Canadian, we have a Dutch lady, and you're using terms like mingy, you know?
Yeah. How big is the studio right now?
It's just, you know, please, you know, there are parents listening, Joy.
I have haggis and fries.
You know, we've got to get these things together. All right, well, we've addressed the tights. We'll obviously take those a couple of stages further on. You might like to try on a pair yourself, Fiona.
I certainly will. I'll have a little shop at the Island of Rivers.
What are you... Nicely, see, that's why she's a professional. Yes. That's why we like to work with Fiona Hardingham. You wait until our sister joins us, Felicity. We'll be back into all sorts of things, etc. Fiona, what things have you got in mind for sharing with us when you head back to Los Angeles? Because you're actually... Is it next week you go back off?
Yes, I go back next week, and I'm finishing my feature film... with my comedy partner, even Violet Matheson. So that's been lots of fun, and we hope to pitch it to people. First of all, we're trying to learn how to pitch before we actually make a big mistake.
Well.
So we're doing all that, and I'm still working on my comedy characters that I'm hopefully going to take out onto the circuit and put up on the old YouTube and Funny or Die and my website, of course.
Now, I'm thinking, Fiona, just briefly here, and this is top of the head stuff, but how about a Lithuanian hotel receptionist who got a love for country music and tartan tights?
I've got her down already. I don't need to research.
Feel free to exploit me in any way whatsoever.
She was remarkable. I really should have had a dictaphone, and then I just wouldn't even have to write anything.
Just listen back to the stuff online, Ray. This was a gathering round because, Nicole, I don't know when you've been working in the sports production side of your time in Holland that you ever thought, let's just go around a random hotel and actually be shown all 801 rooms. Or was it 802? I don't know.
Like I said, you really need to get out more.
It was 801.
We
saw almost half, I'm sure. You're right.
Oh, dearie me.
It's a nice hotel, so that's good.
It was Tower Bridge Hotel. It was a wonderful thing. Of course, they were depressed that Natalie Smith couldn't get there because, you know, it was snowing. But that's all right. You know, other people walked.
Right.
You never know. She might have been there, just lost in one of the rooms.
Yes.
It's very true. Yeah,
keeping
her eye on our activities. Let's go over to Nicole. Just briefly, how did you end up at Lincoln? Because you could have gone to Edinburgh, you could have gone to I think Southampton.
Southampton it was. Yeah.
But you selected Lincoln. Why?
Well, I did not really select it actually, because my school did.
Right. Well, that's very good.
Yeah, but I had to fill in a form with foreign. Cities, and I chose English cities because I really like English culture and English country.
We like Dutch culture.
Good one.
Okay.
And so my school elected me to go to Lincoln, and that's why I'm here now.
Do you do any Dutch comedians, Fiona, by the way? I mean, again, I'm putting you on the spot here, but have you considered Dutch as a comedy bedrock of...
Well, actually, when we were doing the Russian sketch, Vi and I, we have this bit where we danced around and sing. And my director kept on saying I sounded like I was from Holland. I couldn't get the Russian singing thing right. I don't know why I went on to Holland, but that's as much as I've gone with that.
It's a possibility. It's,
you know, I think there's a clog character that could come out of this conversation. I feel there's a void that needs to be filled.
Very much so.
I'm glad you underlined it.
Yeah, but precisely. I mean, it's either that or a Morris Dancing faculty officer, a specialist.
Or if we could amalgamate the two.
Yeah.
See, now, as the token North American here, we would have no idea what Morris Dancing is, because when I saw it first, I thought, oh, that's the Tetley Tea folk dance.
Exactly.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Perfectly understandable. Yeah. You know, I tried to say that joy, but, you know, I think Cameron's put his finger on the pulse there.
Yeah,
sorry, not it would be the Lee Tet. I didn't want to give a plug.
It's fine, exactly. Okay. That's all right. We know where you're coming from.
Like some people we know.
I know when you did your shows in Canada, you liked to do them standing up. You know,
yes.
We're in Britain now, my dear boy. We need to have certain standards.
Yeah, have to be reserved.
Exactly. But anyway, whom do you wish to go to now, Fiona?
Oh, you're firing names at me, I'm terrible. Can't we all just talk?
Well, we can, but that's not good radio discipline, is it? Because if we all just talk, then people will be very confused. Cameron, let's set the scene. In all seriousness, we're here to start promoting, again, some exciting stuff, which will be launching on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Will you be joining us, Joy? You didn't even know it was happening, did you?
No, it's like, ooh, what's this? Yeah. When is it happening?
Will you be joining us, Natalie?
Well,
yeah, what? I'm where?
Sure, maybe.
I love how I'm the outsider here, and yet I'm the only one that knows.
That knows exactly what's happening.
What is happening, Ali?
We started with this. Shall we play? Well, Cameron, would you like to explain what's happening from the Chinese New Year, the year of the rabbit?
Yes.
Well, this is happening.
Is that this year? I didn't know this was the Chinese.
A week tomorrow, this launches.
Okay.
This is Sarah Huntley, actress and Lambda tutor, with some very important information. The Midweek Drive is getting a sibling. The Midweek Drive Morning Edition. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. UK time, you will be able to access a range of top audio entertainment with guest writers, musicians, actors and academics, beavering away to produce 2 hours of the finest morning entertainment, exclusive to sirenonline.co.uk. You've shared the Midweek Drive experience on Wednesday. Now, double the fun with an extra 2 hours on 107.3 Siren FM from Thursday the 3rd of February.
Is that quite clear now?
I get it now.
Yeah,
it
sorted.
Sounds really impressive.
Terrible.
No, it's just, you know, you've got to get this. I mean, listen, Cameron, you worked in advertising.
Yes.
What's the most important thing with respect to advertising? Celebrity endorsement by footballers working for Sky Sports. We couldn't get a footballer working for Sky Sports because they're all having to be, you know, replaced because they're all sexist and misogynist dinosaurs. So, you know, what's the next step? Getting that message out there.
Getting the message out there,
you know. Cameron will be the Michelle Monroe of the Morning Edition Midweek Drive.
Yeah.
It gets even more exciting. Natalie, would you be able to get up for 8 o'clock in the morning? I mean, obviously, 7 o'clock,
it will
really.
It's a very tough morning, but we'll see. I'll come in and be like, hello.
Yeah. John?
No. But I'm like that anyway.
Have a beautiful morning voice.
Yeah, that's my morning voice.
it'll be great. Anyway, enough of such stuff. Shall we squeeze in a choice of music by Jessica Ridley and just explain, Cameron, whom Jessica Ridley actually is and how this will tie into giving Fiona the chance to reflect, sit back and relax after a hard day working busily, keeping, you know, her home country, you know, in the black before she goes off to America to civilise those colonials once again. Why Jessica Ridley is a fine individual person. And it also breaks the ice, really, for Nicole, because, Nicole, you're not really familiar with country music, are you?
Nope,
no.
Not at all.
Johnny used to think of country music as something that she was force-fed by her father.
Tortured by father, yes.
Tortured by her father.
But now we're changing.
Natalie, in theory, should be doing a dissertation which features part of this musical stuff rolling out in all sorts of ways, etc. So why Jessica Ridley, why Flaming Red?
Jessica is a young lady I met on Twitter, actually, almost 2 years ago. I was impressed with her music. She's from southern Alberta, just outside of Calgary. She's been working really hard to get her musical career going. We've been working her in UK, Ireland, all across Europe. She's doing very well in Australia now. She's looking to make her break in Nashville. And this was her debut single that came out. We're still working this, and we came out with this in the fall. Sorry, autumn. And it's called...
It's all right. We are in the 21st century. I think we knew fall, autumn. Sorry.
So this is Flaming Red by Jessica Ridley. Mm-hmm.